When it comes to your beliefs, can government tell you what to do? There seems to be that issue in the news, especially this last week, with the president's health care system here in the United States. The Catholic Church has been reacting against what the president has been proposing. The cardinal-designate Dolan in the Archdiocese of New York has really come out and said some interesting things about the president's health care proposals. They're proposing that they provide
mandatory birth control and abortion care as part of the health care package that was passed last year by the United States Congress. Mm-hmm. And this has just stirred a sleeping giant within the Catholic Church. I think the president has a tiger by the tail with this particular issue.
He sure does. In fact, the cardinal-designate said that the government needs to back out from intruding into the internal life of a church. So it brings up that issue for all of us. You know, what do we do when government tries to tell us what we should believe or how we should act? You know, what are we supposed to do?
And what we can or cannot do with our own beliefs, especially with issues like this, it raises a much larger question.
Right. It's not just a Catholic issue. When we talk about what we believe and are we going to stand for the truth in our life, that's the real issue that it comes down to.
Jesus Christ made a comment in Luke chapter 21. He said, and it deals with persecution for one's faith and one's belief. He said to his disciples, "Before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you shall be brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake." And so Jesus very plainly warned his disciples that there would be a time of persecution. And so it comes down to you and I believing what we believe, but having the conviction of that belief, and whether or not there will ever be a circumstance brought on by an individual, by family, or even by a governmental force to cause us to alter our belief and to change our behavior and to violate our conscience. Are you ready for such an event? What will you do? That's really at the bigger question out of the headlines of this particular mm-hmm. issue.
And whether it's a government issue or not, there's no doubt that your faith will be challenged. And so we have to have that confidence that we will stand for the truth and that God will strengthen us no matter what that situation is when we have the faith to do what's right.
Really, Jesus gave some very encouraging comment when he went on in this. He says, "It will turn out for you as an occasion for testimony. Therefore, settle it in your hearts not to meditate beforehand on what you will answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist." A relationship with God in the good times will help us to be able to give an answer for our belief and our conviction and to stand firm on that when any time of persecution, whether it is small or great, comes upon us. And that's the key to understand the help will come from God.
That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.